So what sir used to do there is that sir try to try to go to the root cause of it, why you are hesitating to speak in public. It might be because of fear of judgment or fear of spoiling your personality, not personality, your identity. Because sometimes what happen is that you want to be a good guy in front of 100 peoples, or you might be a fear from speaking in speaking in totally unknown audience, because you might have the fear of being judged by others, that what nonsense question you is asking, or you might be not thinking directly, but all these things will be told through sir will try to analyze the root of all these things through your whatever the data you will give to him. All those data will be given by you in might be in call or on WhatsApp. So sir will try to figure out what is your root cause. After this, what I have seen is that sir give step by step and try to push you to to do those, I would say, homeworks to develop those skills to come out from those issues and some specific problem. For those, since we have taken a perspective from public speaking, so taking that same example, some might be telling you that you should start speaking. Especially, you have to, sir will definitely tell you that you have to figure out where you are lacking the content. Are you lacking with content, or you are lacking with language, or you are facing problem with language? For example, you are might not be comfortable in English, so that's why you have fear to that's why you have fear of public speaking. So you should work on your language. You should work on your speaking skill, your communication skill, instead of creating a what you call a manifesto in your brain. You should be work on ground by and it's you have to figure out how you are going to improve your communication skills. Sir might tell you that you should try this app, Cambly. Sir have even suggested in I think last month in one of his video that you might be using Cambly for public speaking. On Cambly, it would be one-on-one talk with unknown person, but you have to somewhere you have to start. So this is our all basic step by step will be step by step solution. But until and unless you won't apply those things, it will be just another theory for you. It will not become a skill and a tool for you to to come out from all those issues. So basically, I don't know how you are taking a personality, but if you watch some previous videos which are still available on this channel, you will figure out what his personality is. And if you find that you are lacking somewhere, then I would say try to first and foremost, the cheapest way is to search on Google or search on his own channel. Just type whatever the issue do you have. Just type on Google and try to figure out if it can be sorted from there or not. If still you are facing some problem, try to figure out some person to whom you can talk, to whom you can take a perspective. Because sometimes it's just a problem of a vision. Sometimes it's just a problem of how you are not seeing things as those things are. So just changing a perspective can help you a lot. But even after all those things, if you are still facing a problem, then you have a literally, I would say you have a real issue then. And for that, I would say if you can afford financially, since you have known to SML, if you can financially afford it, go for it. Otherwise, you can find you have to if you can't afford it, then you have to figure out the alternatives. And for those alternatives, again, the only tool is Google and YouTube. So that's all. It's if the thing is that you should be known now what is personality, and you might be taking wrong theories about personality. And so first thing is that try to figure out what does personality mean, and do you really facing problem with it or not. So this is the foremost thing is.
Okay, brother, but sir has privated most of the videos, so the interlinking things would be missing, no?
I'm not sure why did he has done that. He might be what I know is that some of other creators were trying to,
Oh,
trying to copy,
re-upload.
trying, no, not re-uploading, trying to copy that.
Okay.
And, and trying to copy by watching all those videos, they are trying to, manipulate in their own videos
Okay.
to make an, what you can, you can say, a cat fight amongst channels. So, sir, it might be a one of the reasons, but I'm not sure because it's hard to, ask directly to say that why did you have done it. But still, some relevant videos are there, but this is one of the reasons that he has done
Brother, brother, which for which SSB you are going to face after lockdown?
I will be going for CDS.
CDS.
Yeah.
So within 1.5 year, did you means got very much clarification about the SML and different qualities that SSB is looking for, and how did you inculcate them by practicing or any method you applied for?
Yeah, see, the thing is that in what you can what I can say is that in just one day you can't just change, you not change, you just can't transform your personality. Change, you can't, first thing is that you can never be able to change your personality, because personality is made by layer by layer through, from your childhood to the day you are going to face SSB. So it would be very hard. It would be going to next to impossible to change it, but you can transform it. When I say transform it means that you can transform some aspect of your personality, like the way you judge things, the way you observe things, the way the way what's your attitude towards all those issues and problems and all these things. So what I can say is that it is not a one day game. So since you have to continuously, you have to feed information and skills to transform your personality, and you have to figure, first you have to be very specific about where you want to make a change, where you want to, where you want a difference. For example, in personality, there is a one aspect about being a lot of judgmental about what does other people will be thinking of me. So this is one of the aspect of personality. So to transform it, you have to figure out that what is the root cause. After that, you have to work on it. And this is the just one aspect. And there are hundred of aspects to the personality, because how you deal with the situation, how do you talk with people, how the way you choose word, because conveying one, conveying one thing, there are hundred of words, there are hundred of ways to convey something. So you have to figure out that whether you are really doing it in wrong way or not. If you think it is right way, then you don't need to change it. If you feel so it is not working for you, then you have to work on all these things. So
Okay,
that's,
brother, what
yeah.
I was saying is, what I was trying to persuade you is that in SML, sir, maybe means saying some key features or some features or something, some topics which may be theoretical, that
Yeah.
if I know that, then I can find that where I lack. If I
Yeah.
lack those things, I may improve. If I don't know what things are there in SML or what are looking in SSB, then how could I means train my personality to that aspect of SSB? So
Okay.
this was my question.
Okay. So for that, you want a very specific thing. What does sir is going to teach you in SML? Okay.
Yes.
So okay. I got your point. So the thing is that it is not a fixed training. What I have seen there, this is not a fixed training. What generally happens there is that it is a group of in between. What I have seen is that 5 to 15 members. Okay, all those 5 to 15 members are directly connected to sir, and they talk with sir before every session. Okay. For example, you have joined today. Okay, you have asked the sir that I will be going to join. Okay, and sir might be suggest that you should be joining or let's suppose next Monday, okay? So in between, sir might be asking you some questions regarding you, or you can say you might be suffering with something, some specific things, like relationship between you and your parents, the relationship between you and your teachers, or anything else. It might be, it will be, for sure, it will be some specific. So sir will try to try to take a lot of data from all of you, okay? After taking, for example, on day after tomorrow, Monday, there will be a group of 10 students like you. So sir will collect data from all of you and try to figure out where to start, because what I have seen is that sir first figure out what is your standard, what is the standard of group, okay? After that, sir try to lift the standard of all the members of the group, and it is not, what I have seen is that it is not specific that that what sir is going to teach you. So it's not an, you know, what I can see is that it is not a fixed channel or fixed fixed chapters like what happens in our NCERT textbooks is that all the chapters are fixed, but in SML nothing is fixed. It will be totally depending on who, you know, to whom sir is trying to teach. Okay, so what I can say is that in my group sir has touched a lot of thing about the communication, the communication between you, your parents, your boss, your colleagues, your subordinates. Okay, so sir has taken almost 1.5 lecture on it. Sir has tried to, you know, sir has tried to teach us a lot of concept, like what is the importance of tone, what is the importance of word, because conveying one, because if I want to speak, I want to command something to you, it can be commanded in various way. The way, the words that you are going to use, it may, you know, it will be it will definitely going to affect the performance of the group. So you have to be very, very conscious about your words, about your tone. So how does tone affect the group, affect your relationship, you know, relationship with your colleagues, with your subordinates, and all these things. And there is a concept which sir has, you know, in a very good manner sir has, you know, introduced to us, is CCC, connect, convey, convince. When I say connect, it means is that it might be applicable in different forms. For a boss, it will be a different. For a colleague, it will be different. For us as an aspirant, it is going to be a totally different for us. How we are going to take this three C's. The connect means before starting a conversation, you have to become very friendly, or you have to become very very expressive and comfortable with to whom you are talking with. For example, since we have called you, I have talked a lot of we have exchanged a lot of conversation on WhatsApp, so you are a little bit more comfortable on call now. So this is called connection. Okay, now we are connected, and even on call I might have started from directly from how I your tone, your question. I might be asking about your what is your background, what is your education, what is your academic, but I have not asked to you, because all these things doesn't matter. What is your, because you want to know about SML, okay? You want to know more about all these things which you don't know. So since we are already connected, now I am trying to convey you something. Convey is the content, okay, whatever I have, and the convince will be totally depending upon your intention. For example, here convince will be of two type, okay? First, in our call, okay, I'm talking about us. So in convince, it will be like I might be a PR agent for him, okay, which I'm not actually, but for a perspective. If I am a PR agent for Babu sir, then it will be, I will be trying to, you know, trying to push you to join SML, okay, or whatever his business is. And the second thing is that the second perspective or the convince is that that whatever sir has taught to me, and if it has added lot of value to me, and you know it has literally helped me, then I will try to, my intention will be help you also to figure to help you to figure out what is your, you know, what is your problem and where you should go. So in convincing there are two perspectives. I hope so you got this concept of 3 C's.
Okay, brother, means in your case sir told about the communications part.
No, the thing is that it is the only two lecture. It is of almost 14 lecture, and in two lecture he has covered about all these things, and it would be literally very hard for me to tell all those things, okay, because I might be not recall all those concept now.
Brother, you have notes, no? Or you got you went to sir's academy, or you connected with Bhaiya, means online?
No, all those SML classes were totally
offline.
Online. It was conducted by Zoom. There were some presentation and some of the slides which are important are shared in a group of, our SML group where all the members are connected there. So I didn't find that there is a there is a importance of creating notes, because notes is not going to help you out. All those things is that all those sessions were totally concentrated on your on your deepening your understanding about your own self and how does things works in outer world and inner world. What is the communication? One more concept I would say is that sir have taught very, which is very useful for me.
Tell brother.
Okay, the concept was that power to discriminate and power to withdraw. Power to withdraw means sometimes since we are talking in bits and pieces, so you might not be that helpful for you. But what I can say is that. This is a very good concept. I'm not sure I would be able to express in as clear as sir has taught to me. I'm not sure about it, but I can do my best to tell you about all those things. The thing is that sometimes what happens is that things are not in your hand and you have to withdraw yourself. So to withdraw, you have to discriminate between what is reality, what is fiction. Because sometimes what happens is that the things are just are the manipulation of our mind, because our past experiences, because we all have past experience of some are bad, some are good. Okay. So what happens is that those conflicts, those past incidents are in subconscious brain. But the most important thing is that the emotions which are got triggered at that time in past when all those conflicts and things were happening will be going to be still active in your behavior, and once in present you will something will happen and it may be stimulated, it may it may just triggered out, because emotions never dies. And
brother, you mean to say that if some conflict had happened in my past, then the same will be present on or be affected in my present behavior?
It will be present in your behavior, and it may be, it totally depend upon the upon how those emotions are, and how and the quality of your emotion will define how you are going to act in present.
Okay.
So the thing is that emotion never dies. And sometimes what happens that we don't understand what does this word means. So you have to discriminate through your vision, that is whatever happening and the way I'm acting is a manifestation of my past or this, all these things are reality. Means when I say reality, it means that do I supposed to react in the same way, the way I'm acting, or I need to change, or I had to discriminate now? I have used the wrong word, not discriminate. I want to say is that withdraw now. Should I withdraw now, or I should be acting or I should be, you know, responding in the same way, or if in case I'm responding, is there a need of change? And the thing is that why will you think that there is a need of change? For that, you have to analyze that the way you are responding, what are going to be its consequences, because every act has a consequence. Every act will be a consequence in your future. So you have to discriminate between all those things, and you have to decide what you have to do. Change in your response, withdraw, or do what you are doing right now. So there are a lot of things that Sir has taught. Since I have already mentioned you that it would be literally very hard to recall all those things, but I can try my best. There were a lot of things, and there was some concept regarding the mistakes that generally we do in our 20s, like decisions related to the career, related to the communication between parents, because sometimes what happens is that parents were not, you know, too expressive in your childhood, and when you are in teenager, it has a consequences, and its consequences it comes as that you stop communicating with them, you stop telling all those things which they supposed to know. Sir has almost taken, again sir has taken almost 2 sessions on it, and sir has told that why should you start your communication, and you have to figure out by your own what will be the consequences if I will not start communication by my side. Yeah, your parents might have neglected these things, but you have to figure out that does these things will be going to affect me in future? Does these things will be going to affect in my SSB? If all those things will affect in your life, then definitely it will affect an SSB. So yeah, there were a lot of things. So if you want a suggestion for me, I can only say that if you can financially afford, you should go for it. If in case you are not, then I can send some links of some videos which has helped me to realize to gather more information and more data about what are the things which might get, you know, which might get wrong or which might go wrong in life of, you know, it may happen to anybody. So the first thing is that you have to realize, for realization you have to gather a lot of data, knowledge, and after that you have to figure out this. Either you get the tool by some your mentors, or you have to figure out how you are going to uplift yourself from all those conflict and issues or whatever the obstacle or hindering in your preparation in your life.
Okay. Brother, total means how many videos are sir did conduct during your SML classes?
Okay, the sessions were almost 2.5. Every session was almost 2.5 hours, and there was Sunday off. And in my batch, it was of 2 weeks, but I have joined a week later, and I haven't paid for it because the reason is that sir was very kind enough to me to propose because I have since I am connected to to his channel for so long, and I used to give feedback on regular basis on TAT response and all those things. So in one of the TAT response, he finds something wrong in my social intelligence, and he was very kind enough for me to give a hand of help to help me to figure out all those things.
So you joined week later, so sir had coped with you about the past things which missed.
Yeah. The thing is that the way since whatever I have told you in search session, it might take almost 6 hours, but since within half an hour I have told the basics of all those things. So in the same way sir has told to me, but I would suggest you that you should join a fresh batch, because every month sir is starting. I'm not sure every month if sir is not on doing so or not. So, but you can contact sir that whether the new whether when the fresh batch is going to start.
Brother, what I was saying is, first of all, means only going to Sir's Academy and joining there, we cannot means inculcate them at instant, no. So beforehand, some base must be there, for which I have thought that you are the
totally
best.
It's totally up to you. No, brother, the thing is that it's totally up to you. If your standard is a little bit higher, then it will be very easy for Sir as well as for you to understand more things. Because Sir might have told, for example, connect, convey, convince. If you have low standard, you can interpret in very small, you know, in a very narrow way. But since if your standard is very high, if your past experience are very high, then you can interpret it in very different ways, in very different aspects of life. Since I have told you that Sir was very kind enough to, you know, to discuss very broadly related to workplace, related to your home, related to your relationship, how does this connect, convey, convince work? But as I have told you that it's totally depend upon the standard of the group. Okay. So Sir might be, if your standard is high, then Sir is going to take you to the next level. But your standard is low, then Sir will try to, you know, uplift, and you understand all these things. Nah?
So
it's better to, you know, to before going there, be prepared, be specific what you are searching for. Because sometimes what happens is that we don't know what we are searching for. The thing is that you might have you might be clear from your side what you are searching for. And I can't assure you that you will get all those things for which you are searching for. But the thing is that you will definitely get new things, because you will be super alert, because you have an objective. You have some, you know, aim, ambition. So you will be going to be super, you know, super effective there, because you are going to, you know, grab all those things which generally can be avoided or neglected by an individual who don't have any objective there. Who is just going, you know, there randomly. If you have some objective, then it will be very, very helpful for you, because you will be going to be super alert here. You are going to grab all those things because you are searching for something. Because when you are searching for, you know, when you're, for example, if you are searching for your keys at your home, you are not going to miss anything. You will, you know, you will try your best. And at the end, I can't assure you, and even you can't be assured that you are going to find out the key, but you have to try your best. So this is what, if you have some objective, then you are going to try your best. And in the end, you might get your keys or you might miss it. So it's totally up to you. You have to make a decision. You have to make a choice. What I can say is that it has helped me, and still in some aspect, I have to work on all those things, because to transform things, to change things, to, you know, to transform your life, it takes time.
Brother, are you done with your graduation, or pursuing the same?
I mean, I'm pursuing my graduation. I'm in my second year of my English literature.
That means, again, after 1 year, you are going to face the CDS SSB.
No. The thing is that in final year, you can write your CDS written.
Okay. That means up 6 months or 7 months later, you will go.
Next year, I am going to write my CDS. In the starting of 2021.
That means the things you got via online, that is sufficient for your preparation level, no? Or some, you again need to go to coaching of Sir?
It is more than enough for me. What I think is that it is more than enough for me, and what I have to do, I have realized all those aspects where I have to work on. I still have to, I won't say that I have become perfect, because things takes time, because Sir can only, you know, help you to realize where you are lacking. For example, for a perspective, okay, this is not in my case, but for a perspective, I'm lacking in content. I'm lacking in general knowledge. For a perspective, I'm taking this example, okay. Sir might be, you know, you might be overconfident and you might be neglecting all those things. So Sir may help you, you know, Sir will definitely kick you that you are not, you know, you're not up to mark. You have to work on these things. And by all those things, you will realize that I'm literally overconfident. I have to work on it. And to work on it, it will take next 3 to 4 months. Okay. So after 3 to 4 months, you can say, okay, I have worked a lot on it. So since I have worked, so I will be not lacking in the content area in my SSB and neither in my life. I am full of content. I am full of knowledge. I am full of skills.
Okay, brother, in SML leadership qualities are also explained, how to inculcate them. These things are also explained, no?
Yeah, the thing is that all whatever I have, coping up with, day-to-day, because you have to make decisions, in day-to-day life. Even in morning, either you have to make a choice, you have to make a decision. You want to sleep or you have to wake up and go for jogging. There is a decision. There is a choice. Okay. So your day starts from a choice. Your day starts from a decision. You have to take a decision. Your decision can be the turning point of your life. So all those things which are taught to me SML are related to day-to-day life. Okay. And all these day-to-day life and decisions are at the end going to be yield in my SSB performance. Because in SSB also, I have to take decision. I have to make a choice. Because even in TAT, I have to make a choice that what I, because there might be two or three things which are revolving in my mind after seeing a picture. So I have to make a choice that what I am going to write out of all those three or four things which are revolving in my mind. So I hope so you are getting this very little concept which are going to be, turning point.
Okay, brother, your this much of cooperation made a lot of difference in my thoughts today. So I would like to request you that you said that you are willing to post some of the videos related to SML. If possible, please post, then I will try to understand them.
I am not sure you will be able to, you are going to be able to understand it or not, because all those points are comprehensively explained by sir, but you are narrowly, on shallow level, you will get all those points, what the sir is going to talking about. And all those are, I would say, only 2% of the slides which were shared there. So I'm not sure how much you are going to grab out from all those things. But anyway, I'm going to post all the things.
Videos are there, no? Or only slides you are going to post?
The videos are from other channel. Those I have followed there, and things that I have started following, which are helping, because since my problems are different, so I'm not sure it will help you or not. But all those things have helped me, so I'm not sure it will help you or not. So I hope so you are getting my point.
Okay.
Because I don't know about you, about your academics, what are you facing problems. For example, if you are facing a financial issue, okay. For example, if you are a graduate, are you technical entry or you are also normal bachelor degree?
Brother, no, brother. I just gave 12th exam result has yet to come.
Okay, so you have to make a decision about your future subject. Either you are going for BTech or some technical course or for normal graduation or bachelor degree. You have to make a choice. You have to make a decision. And for every decision, it will be a consequence. Are you going for NDA?
Yes, brother. I filled form for that. It's on September 6th, no?
The thing is that you have a lot of time. I'm not sure how much you have prepared for your written, but if you are prepared for written, then I would suggest you that you should try to join right person, right mentor who can guide you through all these things. But what I can say is that I can do my best to help you out, but I'm not sure. Because since you are too young, you are too younger, so I'm not sure how much you are understanding, how much how much there is a depth in your awareness, or in your, because you might not be facing those issues which I am facing. Because after your graduation, you are in search of a job. You have to be financially free. But I don't think so that you have those targets. Because since you have just passed your 12, you have to make a decision about your graduation. Okay. So you have 2 more years, 3 more years, or might be 4 more years in case of BTech. To think about all those things. So in my case, I'm thinking about all those things. So I have lot of issues which has to be resolved. So I'm not sure all those things will be going to help you out or not. Because your problems are different. My problems are different. Since one of my issues is finance. Another thing is my personality and my personal life and my professional life. Because I'm doing something else in my profession and my ambitions are different, but my problems in my family are different. And the academics which I'm doing is from English literature, which has nothing to do with all those things. So the thing is that all my problems are different from yours. Because you might be, what I can suggest you that you should be focused more on content and building your communication skills. That's all I see that our NDA, our NDA aspirant should do. But it is totally a personal understanding what you think that you should supposed to do. So anyway, I will share it. All those things will be going to totally depend upon you, how you interpret all those things.
Okay, brother. We post them. I will try to comprehend according to me. Then if any issues are there or doubts are there, I may further ask.
You can contact further.
Okay, brother.
Okay, bro. It was very nice to talk to you, bro. Okay. Have a nice day.
Okay. Thank you, bro. Thank you.